It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. So a quick heads up concerning two things with our programming. Number one, WPR is bringing you the latest developments on the spread of COVID-19. We've added more state news updates throughout the day, each weekday, and you can hear them right after the NPR newscast at the top of each hour. Number two, I want to direct you to our website where you will find live coverage of the daily White House coronavirus task force briefings. So you go to WPR.org for those real-time updates. Right now, we're talking about online learning. Students who can are signing into their Google Classrooms for assignments. Schools and teachers are strategizing about how best to engage students online, sharing pointers with each other. Teachers, have your students been able to make the shift? Are you hearing from parents? Does your district have enough laptops for students? Are you trying to procure more? Be part of this 800-642-1234. Alyssa Sugong is Director of Education for PBS Wisconsin. She oversees resources, events, partnerships, and collaborations for learners of all ages. Alyssa, welcome over to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks so much for having me.
So when schools are across the state are closed, what was your first thought about how PBS Wisconsin Education could help?
Well, first of all, I'd really like to express my appreciation for Wisconsin's educators as we all work together to reimagine what a learning community can look like right now. I'm really lucky to work with these amazing teachers each day. So when I'm picturing them, I'm not picturing this nameless crowd. I see Mike in Fish Creek. I see Blia in Eau Claire and Lisa in Racine, and I'm not surprised by the incredible way that they're responding right now. So at PBS Wisconsin, our team is working to be active listeners and collaborators like we always have, and to listen about how we can supplement and support the great work that our educators are doing right now.
So if parents or teachers aren't familiar with what PBS Education is or what it can offer, where do you recommend they start?
Well, they can start in two places. One of the really wonderful things about being part of the PBS community is that we have both television and online resources. So I think that most of your listeners are familiar with PBS Kids and the different educational programming that we have throughout the day on PBS Wisconsin. And maybe some of them remember Wisconsin Public Media's legacy a little further back, where School of the Air was on WPR. And so I've had the opportunity to talk to people who remember stringing a wire across a big pair of scissors in their one-room schoolhouse to get better reception to learn how to draw over the radio. And so we've been doing this for a long time, and following the transition to television, we've been making that transition to the digital age and finding new ways to offer learning games and resources, video content, interactives online. So you can look on your TV or you can go to pbswisconsin.org and find a whole world of resources that we create with and for teachers and learners.
Well, one of the resources, a tool that you launched last summer, is called Bright by Text. Mm-hmm. How can we use that?
Sure. So Bright by Text is a wonderful resource for parents or caregivers of kids under 8. It is something that all you have to do is text Badger to 274-448, and that will sign you up. It'll ask you for your child's date of birth, and then you'll get developmental tips and just-in-time resources that are tailored to the age of the child in your care. And those text messages are available in both English and Spanish. And we include localized content as well, tips right now from resources throughout the state of Wisconsin to help manage this strange time that we're in.
And you said text Badger to, what was the number again?
274-448.
We're talking with Alyssa Sagong, Director of Education at PBS Wisconsin, looking at resources with PBS as students go online to their learning. You can join in with what you're finding through PBS Wisconsin for your kids. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Mark now, joining us from Osceola. Hi, Mark.
How are you doing today?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, I think that both parents and community people across the state need to know and understand that many school districts are in different capacities when it comes to online learning. For example, we're in a very rural area in Polk County, and many of our families don't have internet access, or if the access that they have is very slow. Also, we're really concerned about equity issues as well to make sure we're meeting the needs of all students, which includes special education students as well. And also, we have devices for our kids in our school, third grade through 12th grade. However, we need to figure out a content filter as well for privacy rights as well.
So, Mark, you bring up a lot of good issues to talk about. Alyssa, you know, one of the first there is, what about those kids who are in areas where connectivity is really difficult?
I really appreciate Mark's question, and it's something that I've been thinking really hard about, too. Although we know that online tools are really important and very helpful right now, access and equity are so crucial to be thinking about. So, we're working now on extending content available through our broadcast channels that will offer more equitable access than online-only solutions can. So we're preparing an announcement for later this week with those additional offerings. But speaking directly to Mark's comment about not having devices for kids under third grade, that's really the sweet spot for PBS Kids content is pre-K through second grade. All of those programs were created with learning goals in mind. You know, think of Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood with the social-emotional learning. Xavier Riddle and the Secret Museum is a way to introduce kids into social studies content.
Odd Squad is
Denali.
Yeah, and I would say Odd Squad is a favorite among our camp.
Yes, yes. There's just a lot there that all you need is an antenna, or most cable providers also carry all of our channels. And I'm really grateful right now, especially for the vision from our leaders at PBS who created the 24/7 Kids channel just a few years ago. So we've got that content available 24 hours a day, wherever it works best for families.
We heard from Katie in Janesville, called in, couldn't stay with us, very concerned about connectivity right now. Katie asks where students could go to get internet right now while also maintaining social distancing. We have heard reports, Alyssa, of people going to the parking lots of libraries.
Yeah, that is not my area of expertise. You know, I know that there's been offering from different providers on giving students access to internet right now, but I know that there's barriers to accessing that as well.
Yeah. Well, PBS Wisconsin Education creates a lot of programming for children. One of those is Wisconsin Biographies, where you can learn about maybe people we've never heard about before, Millie Zanto and Chief Oshkosh. Can you tell us about this project?
Sure. Yes, I'm glad you asked about that. It's one of my favorite projects. Wisconsin Biographies has online and print media resources to enrich social studies and literacy curriculums. And you mentioned Millie Zanto, and I'm so glad because I want everybody to know who this amazing woman is. She was a woman who lived in the Sauk City area, and she invented the recycling numbering system.
Wow.
And yeah, so this is a story that I think that changes the way that I see every piece of plastic around me. And she was just someone who identified a problem in her community, a landfill being full far before its time, and wondering what she could do to make an impact on that in her community. She saw that it was full of plastic and rolled up her sleeves and learned everything there was to know about sorting and recycling plastic.
And so these are animated stories, animated biographies. What is the platform for delivery here?
So these are available through PBSWisconsinEducation.org. They're also on PBSLearningMedia.org, and they include those animations that you mentioned, biographies that are written that are available at three different reading levels as either printable PDFs or iBooks, and a couple of interactive activities that students can use to demonstrate their new knowledge after using these resources.
You mentioned earlier, Alyssa, about being connected to all those educators out there. As you work in that realm and are hearing from educators right now with the spread of the pandemic, what are their barriers? What are their challenges in delivering really good content to their students?
Well, I think that a challenge that they're facing is one that all of us are facing right now, which was this very rapid pivot. It wasn't as though we had weeks to prepare for this, right? It was, as Janice mentioned earlier, something that as each day passed, it became more evident what the real duration of this would be. And so I think that that planning time, the time to adapt and learn new tools, was extremely compressed and still is. So something that we're doing, normally we'd have many members of our team out and about. This is the busiest time for teacher professional development conferences around the state, the social studies conference, and different educational media and technology conferences usually go on right at this time of year. And so we're also working to shift some of that support for educators online with a series of webinars that we'll be hosting each Tuesday. The first one will be today. And so teachers can contact our education department about signing up for that.
We'll pause right there with our partners at PBS Wisconsin, Alyssa Sagong, Education Director. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Some school districts across the country have decided against online learning during the shutdown, saying it's not fair for students who lack computers or high-speed internet. New York, it's handed out 175,000 laptops and tablets so far, plans to distribute more in the coming weeks. Is a virtual class difficult for your family's setup if you're sharing devices or juggling school time with your parents' work hours? Parents working from home, is PBS Wisconsin programming on during the workday? How much have you relied on PBS during the pandemic? Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Alyssa Sagong who stays with us. She leads education at PBS Wisconsin. Alyssa, you were talking there about these upcoming webinars. Specifically, what types of teachers would benefit?
Well, we're trying out a schedule that will provide content for teachers at different age levels and topic areas. So today we're focusing on getting started with PBS Learning Media and the tools that that platform offers for content and lesson building. And next week we're going to dig into STEM and literacy resources for early learning, and also do some work with our Click Youth Media Network. That's content that is created by students and an initiative that PBS Wisconsin does to support educators in learning the tools to support media production in the classroom. And that's something that I think is a great opportunity for families to consider right now, to encourage their older students to make media about their experiences in this time. They might try making a podcast with their phone or interview family members, and there are a lot of tools to support getting started with that on our website.
And so you're just really reimagining so many different ways that you can reach students right now where they are with the tools that they have. Is it more of a brainstorming sessions that you're having now, or are these things that you've intended to roll out for some time?
Well, some of the initiatives I mentioned, like Click Youth Media, is something that we've been working on for years. And you can look at a lot of amazing student-produced content on our Click Media site within pbswisconsineducation.org. But some of these new ways of trying to connect and support teachers virtually are new ideas that we're experimenting with right now.
So you were mentioning earlier about the television offerings and, you know, having an antenna and away you go with content for kids on the 24-hour channel. Is the broadcasting schedule changing due to the pandemic at all?
We are working on making some changes that will expand offerings for students that are older than the typical PBS Kids content serves. So think about content like Nova and Nature, History Detectives, and American Experience. You'll be seeing a new schedule, and we'll have more to share about that as we're working together with our programming department and my other colleagues at PBS Wisconsin to implement that. So more news coming soon on that.
And would that be incorporated onto PBS Kids, or would it be a separate type of channel?
It will be within one of our existing channels.
Okay. And how do you recommend right now, you know, some parents are feeling super guilty, myself included, of putting kids in front of a screen. What is the best way to engage them while they are watching content?
That is an awesome question. I think that we've been struggling as a society to look at that question of how to balance screen time for a while, and that is important to think about right now, too. And I will, look to what the good research from child development folks tells us. And I think that two main factors here are very essential. One is content, that it be high quality, and the other is context. So context really looks like watching and playing together when you can, asking questions of your learner after they've watched or used a piece of online or television content. Studies have shown that the greatest benefit in learning happens when caregivers talk to kids about what they just watched. So, looking to have conversations. I love the example that you brought up when you were speaking with Janice about your daughter's intergenerational book club. Those kinds of social interactions can still be happening and can include media. Maybe a family member far away could watch the same program as you're watching, and then you can have a conversation about it.
And then you're also helping to spread the engagement of trying to be actively learning with that student and allow people from afar who may have the time to be more involved to do that can also pitch in.
Absolutely.
So, you know, as you work on these initiatives, what are you hearing from teachers about what type of programming that they'd like to see in the coming weeks and months?
I think that they're still in the mode of reorienting right now and triaging and meeting the most essential needs. And so I think that there, as things sort of get on the rails with this, there's going to be a lot of space for new innovation and invention.
We're talking with Alyssa Sagong, Director of Education at PBS Wisconsin. Is there programming that you wish PBS Education offered you but you can't find? Let us know what you'd like to see the network provide. Are you a student who relies on PBS here during the pandemic and you're at home? What are your favorite shows to watch? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. Alyssa, I'm wondering, did PBS Wisconsin Education, did you have some type of plan in place that if the worst happened, that if students were all at home at once, or if we were in a situation like we're in now, that you could roll out some type of emergency plan, not only for programming, but how your staff is able to continue its work?
Did we have that plan?
Yeah.
Prior to a couple of weeks ago, are you asking?
Yeah.
Well, the real answer is that the plan that we had is to look back to Mr. Rogers. I've been thinking a lot about Mr. Rogers in these past couple of weeks, and his work is really the foundation that I think we make a lot of decisions on. And so I'll refer to something that he said. He said there are three ways to ultimate success. The first way is to be kind. The second way is to be kind. The third way is to be kind. And we really believe that that trust that Mr. Rogers and the other people who built our educational work through public media, what they had in mind was to operate from that principle. And if we make decisions that way, we're going to be providing good support to our learners.
And we've been also hearing about finding the helpers, lots of helpers out there.
Absolutely.
So as you work through these challenges, what is your next step? What does your day look like today, for instance?
Well, we're certainly making a lot of use of Zoom just within our own team and departments. So we've got meetings to help keep recalibrating to work on those new broadcast offerings that I was mentioning. And things keep going. We've got some amazing folks at home putting the finishing touches on new animations for Wisconsin Biographies and new resources with our partners at the Wisconsin School of Music Association right now.
Well, Alyssa, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Kate. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Alyssa Sagong is Director of Education at PBS Wisconsin, and we've been talking about resources to help teachers and parents and students as we all shift to digital learning amid the coronavirus pandemic. And you can find a link to the PBS Wisconsin Education page. It's at WPR.org/mornings. Again, that's WPR.org/mornings. Coming up, it's On Point. It's been more than 100 years since all of humanity has had to respond to a global pandemic on the scale of what we're looking at right now. We'll take a deep look at the origins, responses, and lessons of the flu pandemic of 1918. That's On Point, coming up next. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on The Morning Show. This is the Ideas Network.